means one thing. It's time to stump the chef. Our chef today is Paul Marcelek from the Clubhouse in Oak Brook. And chef, this is really great news. You guys are going to start putting people in seats outside on the 29th. It's 1 week from tonight. You're going to have a crowd out there. That's great.
Yes, we're trying to reopen. We're getting ready for reopening for a curbside pickup and a delivery this coming Wednesday with lots of great menu options. And then hopefully, weather permitted, Friday we'll open our outdoor dining. So very exciting.
That is very exciting. I'll bet you can't wait. I mean, this is just, I don't think anybody in the restaurant industry ever envisioned a moment like this. I mean, there are economic downturns and there are things, but everybody's stopping simultaneously at once. It's just almost unthinkable. And are you going to have a limited menu when you guys open back up?
Yes, but we're still going to keep our staple items like vodka pasta or buffalo chicken tenders or great sandwiches like Bourbonzella steak sandwich and all our steaks as well as prime rib on the weekends.
Okay. All right. Well, let's play Stump the Chef. Here's our contestant, Andy. Andy, what are your three ingredients?
Hi, Ro. Hi, Chef. My three ingredients are turkey burgers, sweet potatoes, and the wild card is fresh red cherries.
Fresh red. And you got the pits in them?
Yes, they have the pits in them.
Okay.
I really want to make this because I have the ingredients, and I normally just cook up boring stuff. But this is actually going to go. A dinner is going to be made out of it tomorrow.
You have a real opportunity. You're writing this stuff down and pay close attention to what the chef is going to say here, because sometimes they'll say something like fold in, and I don't know what the hell they mean. Go ahead, chef.
Okay. Well, there are a couple of different ways you can go with those items. The very simple way would be just if you're into a grilling those turkey burgers with some salt and pepper, making a sweet potato fries, and then with the fresh cherries, or sweet cherries, you pit them. Boil up with some water, garlic, and salt, pepper, a little bit of shallots. And then once you reduce them, cook them, then you add some whole grain mustard, making a great cherry mustard on the top of the turkey burgers.
Mm-hmm.
And sweet potato fries, you just cut them up whatever size you would like, and you just roast them in the oven very, very healthy way with just the salt and pepper. Anywhere to depend on the size of the fries, but probably up to 20 minutes in at 350 in the oven. The other way that you want to do a little bit more work with the ground turkey patties, I would just put them in a bowl, mix them all together, add some fine diced onions, maybe some sweet bell peppers if you have them around, maybe an egg. It depends on the amount of turkey burger that you have, and try to make a meatloaf out of turkey meatloaf. Mix that all, fold it all that together with very little breadcrumbs. Put them in your baking form. Cook it in the oven about 375 degrees. It depends on the size of the meatloaf. You want to get up to temperature up to 150, 560 degrees inside when it's ready. And just when it's about to be done, do the same thing with the cherries. Brush that mustard cherry on top of the meatloaf. So give it a nice glaze, nice finish on top of the meatloaf. And then different other options for sweet potatoes is just making them, peel them, rough chop them. Put them in a sauce pot with some water, a very dash of salt, and boil them out. And then drain them, and you can make it like a bourbon, a maple bourbon, sweet mashed potatoes with that.
So you take some syrup and some bourbon. How much bourbon? I don't like to ever use bourbon for that.
It depends how many mashed potatoes you have, how heavy you want to have the pronounced, how pronounced the flavor you would like to. I'll go slightly more on a maple than a bourbon, probably 2-1. So for maybe a tablespoon of a bourbon, 2 tablespoons of a maple syrup in there, and definitely a couple spoons of the butter.
I hate to waste bourbon on food, but okay, I get the idea. All right, Andy, good luck to you on that. I hope you cook something else real nice tomorrow night.
Yeah, and I was writing everything down. One question, can I substitute rum for bourbon?
Sure, sure. That's why, okay. Yeah.
Good. I'll do that.
Look at that. All right. Thank you, Andy. Thank you, Chef.
Thank you
and again, the club. The clubhouse in Oakbrook is going to be open for outdoor dining starting next Friday night. That is really exciting stuff right there.
Actually, and Friday lunch.
Friday lunch, even better. And your curbside pickup and delivery is starting on Wednesday. And that's going to be I know people out in the near western suburbs absolutely love your restaurant. It's a big event restaurant out there. And so congratulations on that. And good luck. I hope we get through this fast and we turn this around and we are on our way. That is our greatest hope. Thank you very much. Appreciate it very much, Chef.